deal. They're trying to even shut down the local charter boats and the local fishing boats here as well, you know, for it's based on passion and not facts, unfortunately. And we've been trying to fight it and give them all the facts and all that, and it's not working out so well for us.
Well, that's unfortunate. Well, hopefully things will change around, but congratulations on being a part of helping that as you said, it was Andrea Bush?
Andrea Budish, yes.
Budish? That's got that new potential Big Eye World Record. That's really cool. That is really cool.
Yeah, awesome. And then, you know, still good fishing, but we're getting to that winter time. Unfortunately, I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll hopefully have my boat up and running since we blew both Vulcan couplers again.
Right.
And then I've got to get it 900 miles across open ocean back down to the Canaries for the winter. Or I got to leave it here. And, you know, the storms here get really, really intense here. Like yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, we had 85 mile an hour winds in the marina. So that's pretty much normal for here. So I don't know if I'm going to, what I'm going to do. You know, I'm very concerned about taking that boat with having a failure of my Vulcan couplers. As you can imagine, dead in the ocean is not a good feeling, especially in the wintertime with these swells and storms.
Yeah, it would almost be better to just put it on a ship and transport it that way.
Well, we're trying, but, you know, there are no ships coming here, so kind of in a pickle. And there's nowhere, we just can't haul this boat. It's too big to haul out here.
Gotcha.
It's got to stay in the water. So, dilemmas, all the fun dilemmas of a captain.
All the fun dilemmas. Well, meanwhile, back at home, deer season has started, duck season has started, and the speckled perch are going to start biting pretty soon. So, and alligator season's going on. So, and flounder season. So, just to put a little salt in that wound.
Well, I'll be home by October 20th. I'm hoping. I got to fly home because I got to be up in Illinois for, you know, my 2 weeks of deer season up there for everybody. And then I'll fly back here and deal with the headaches I got down here.
I hear you.
I got to get home, plus my visa, so I got to fly home anyways because my visa is up forever here. So I got to leave country.
Got to renew that thing too, huh? A lot of logistical problems or hurdles whenever you're trying to set world records in another country, that's for sure. Well, buddy, we appreciate your call in this morning. It's always exciting to hear from you and where you're at and what you're doing. And, you know, awesome job, you know, getting a potential world record. That doesn't happen every day.
No, it doesn't. It's great to be part of something that special. You know, it's very special. So, very excited about it. We were very, very happy about it. Couldn't have happened to a nicer lady either. I mean, she deserves it. So I'm very, very excited to be part of that.
All right, brother. Well, we'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Now, have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Hey, gang, we are going to take our next break. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more Catch a Memory. Well, we've actually got the last segment of Catch a Memory coming at you right after this break, so don't go away. Sunrise Marina Bait and Tackle Shop. They've been serving Brevard County anglers for over 25 years. Sunrise has all of the gear that you hardcore anglers need for a productive day on the water, and they've got frozen baits like ballyhoo, sardines, squid, and more. Plus, Sunrise Marina has a great selection of live baits, shrimp, pinfish, croakers, mud minnows, fiddler crabs, and a whole lot more. So if you're looking for tackle, rods and reels, boating accessories, fresh-made sandwiches, or your favorite beverages, Sunrise Marina has got everything for you, and you can ice it all down with some bagged or bulk ice at their convenient, trailer boat-friendly drive-thru. Sunrise Marina also stocks some really cool nautical gifts, as well as the performance clothing and casual clothing that anglers like you and me like to wear. Make sure you stop by Sunrise Marina before heading out before your next fishing adventure. They're easy to find right across the street from Grill's Restaurant at 505 Glen Cheek Drive in Port Canaveral. StarTron enzyme fuel treatment makes all engines run stronger, smoother, and helps them get better fuel economy. The enzymes in StarTron improve the quality of all fuels, so engines start easier, even if they haven't been run for several months. Don't just stabilize your fuel, tune it with StarTron. StarTron enzyme fuel treatment can also be used in 2- and 4-stroke engines, trucks, lawnmowers, generators, motorcycles, four-wheelers, basically anything that runs on gas. You can also get StarTron diesel fuel treatment for your truck, boat, or tractor, or construction equipment. If you want to fuel more power, tune your fuel with StarTron. guys and gals, welcome back. This segment of the show is brought to you by Strike Zone down in Melbourne. Make sure you stop into Strike Zone, get all the cool products that you need. They've got everything that you guys could ever want for fresh water, salt water. If you're looking for something, they're going to have it. And if they don't have it, they're going to order it in for you. So stop into Strike Zone and tell them you heard about it right here on Catch Your Memory Outdoors. We're going back to the phone lines. Captain Blair Wiggins is on the line this morning. Good morning, Blair.
What is going on, Jenny?
I saw that you were lizard hunting this week. How that looked like it turned out pretty good for you.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. From what I hear, it was a couple of monsters that we got where we were hunting, too. So we were over in Keenansdale Lake. I had Gregor from Starbright and Danny over there. And it was the first time I'd ever put in there, too. And it was pretty neat, little reservoir over there. But there weren't many gators showing. The water's really, really, really high, so they're elsewhere other than, you know, where they are normally this time.
Well, that's one of the things. You know, anytime the water gets high, they start spreading out all over the marsh, and it makes them twice as hard to find. When the water's low and they're all on the edge of the main channel, it's pretty easy, you know?
Yeah. Well, if anybody sees that picture there, it's the big one was 9.5 foot, and the other, the small one, was about just right at 8 foot. So, I mean, it was a perfect little fry, and, you know, and then a trophy for the wall for Gregor. So it was a good day. We had the big one in the boat by about 8:15.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, are you baiting them? Are you casting them with weighted trebles? Or how did you go about getting them?
Basically, you know, with that new move trolling motor I got on the front of the boat, it's so quiet, you just creep right along, and you know, as soon as you see them, you ease up to them and stop. And a lot of times, if like the area we were at, there was a lot of vegetation, which is kind of a bonus to us, because when the water came up, it died, and it's on the bottom, so when the gator settles down on the bottom, it creates a lot of bubbles, and you can cast at the bubbles, and you know what size gator it is when you see him go down. So when you think you hit a stump and set the hook and it goes the other way, you know you got the gator.
You know you got the right one. Yeah, bubble trail is a big help whenever you can follow that. That's for sure.
Yeah, in the actual St. John's River, it's a little bit tough because that the bubble trail in there, the bubbles that you got to look at it. You know, when they exhale a little bit, or if any bubbles are stuck on them, you'll see a couple little tiny bubbles come up. But for the most part, when you're hunting those reservoirs, they're easy to follow and stuff. But it was a 9.5 foot. It was a trophy.
That's a good one. That's a heck of a lizard.
For sure. But it was a good day. We were done by about 10:15 before the heat kicked in. So
that's perfect. That is perfect. What's going on with Blair Wiggins Outdoors right now? I know you got a couple of new episodes coming out. I haven't seen some of them.
Yep, we got a lot of footage from a trip that we did with Mike Avedon over there out of Naples, and Drayden was able to he put together quite a bit of footage from there and some other shoots that we were on where we had too many fish and basically doing a bits and bites show that we just throw a bunch of footage together, and he's a lot of people have really enjoyed those shows, so the next couple are going to be like that. And and we got the clam deal coming up. That's what I'm calling about.
Can't wait for that. We were talking about it last week and saying that anybody that's a business owner that would like to donate to it, every dollar counts, And whenever you're trying to clean up this lagoon system, the more filtration that you can put in it, the better, obviously. And so, with clams being a dime a piece, every dollar makes a difference.
That is a fact. And there's a lot of folks that are behind it. Just the lineup alone that I got from the celebrities that are taking time out of their schedules to come over and help promote this. I'm just going to go through a list from the fishing side of the world. We got Phil Grigsby coming, C.A. Richardson, Peter Deeks, Mark Nichols from DOA, Scott Goodwin from the Port. He's taking his day off and coming in. He's a Fitzgerald. And everybody's buddy, Dave Farrell.
Dave Farrell, yeah.
And of course, you're going to be there as well.
I will be there. I wouldn't miss it.
And a little more bonus from the surfing side of the world, we got the locals over there on the beach that grew up in the Banana River, Indian River. We got Sean Slater, CJ Hobgood, Todd Hollins showing up, and all to promote and try try to raise money for the Indian River and try to get this cleaned up so we can get our river back. That's the main goal for this thing.
Well, as we all know, there are multifaceted efforts to try to get this lagoon system taken care of. Obviously, putting filtration back in the water by having the clams, the oysters, the different things that filter water. All of those parts of the projects are just critical, because without that, you know, there is nothing to stop the inputs that are being put in there, or to gather the inputs that are being put in there. So the clams in particular, being able to withstand much more freshwater influx than the oysters, obviously they're a crucial part of making this all happen. And as we know, last weekend we had a gigantic rain event, and here we've got millions more gallons of fresh water that's flowing into the lagoon system that, you know, oysters, even though they're good at filtering, they just don't handle fresh water very good at all. And the clams handle it much, much better. The other thing is we've got...
Yeah, even though that the oyster needs fresh water, like anything, you know, a little is great, but a lot can a lot of times be wasted.
Too much of a good thing is not good, yeah. And so, you know, like you said, being able to put with this billion clam initiative that you've got going, you've set the bar high. I mean, you really set it up there. But I think the community out here is willing to support trying to achieve that goal. And I mean, you know, if everybody out there has the same sentiment that you and I have about getting this river system cleaned up, that's the biggest thing that we can do, and the most immediate impact we can make is just by sparing 15, 20, 80, 100 bucks, bidding on a silent auction thing, bidding on a live auction type of a scenario, just helping in any way that we can. You guys got like Daniel Hart that you know, he takes a part of his proceeds and puts it towards the clam project. I take money out of my personal paycheck, donate it towards the clam project every year, and that way I know that I'm giving back to what's giving me my enjoyment, and hopefully everybody out there is able to do the same. Hey buddy, we've only got about 1 minute left, but let's talk about when and where this thing is going to be so that everybody out there in radio land, Facebook land can get to this thing.
Sounds good. It's going to be at Burton Park, which is on 520 Causeway, just east of Lone Cabbage Fish Camp on the St. John's River. It's about a mile, I guess, about a mile east of,
yep,
of
Lone Cabbage.
It's a big park. It's a giant pavilion. It's going to be the 27th of October, and it starts at 5 p.m. We got a two-hour like meet and greet mingle with everybody that I just mentioned, so you get to talk to some professional Hall of Fame surfers, Hall of Fame fishermen out there. I mean, it's going to be an interesting night. And you hear Dr. Todd talk. He's going to get up and tell the clam story. I'm going to get up and tell my story. And whoever else wants to talk, they can jump up as long as they're quick.
And in 15 seconds, how does somebody get a ticket to this thing?
Go to Indian River Clam Restoration Project.org and you can get yourself a ticket right there, $75 a piece, and all the proceeds are going right to the Clam Restoration Project.
Fantastic. Blair, we look forward to this event. Everybody out there is excited about helping the lagoon system, and thank you so much for being such a big part of making it all come together. He's Captain Blair Wiggins. Oh, go ahead.
Appreciate it, Jim. Just want to say happy birthday to Ma, early happy birthday, and happy anniversary to my wife. 34 years, I think. Wow.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Hey, gang, till next week, do exactly what I'm going to do. Go out there and catch yourselves a memory.